Hey Potters, and welcome to episode 149 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay and candy, apparently, as Halloween is now less than 60 days away. 60 days from yesterday. We're actually recording this September 1st.
I think a piece of the back went up my nose unintentionally.
So I've got water up my nose and you're sniffing M&Ms up yours.
Not intentionally, okay? It was an accident.
Neither was the water up my nose, man. Come on.
We're not hopping pixie sticks, so we're good.
No, we're not getting high on things, guys. This is a family-friendly show.
we won't talk about
what M&Ms and Skittles are also used for. All right. So as far as cosplay updates goes, we have more or less recovered from Infinicon and Anime Fest back to back.
And then for me, quite
that was a heck of 2 weeks. Yeah, it's been a heck of a past month for us in terms of getting things done and having responsibilities and having to be adults. So now we can, you know, be kids again for
sorta
the next few months. Yeah, at least as far as with cosplay goes. But do you have cosplay updates?
Yes and no.
Let's go with the yes part.
Okay, yeah, because I don't know how else to approach that. Because I don't have anything to really show. I've been actually cleaning up my workspace. It was one of the first things I did last weekend before we rolled over to QuakeCon is, now that A-Fest was over, I got done with my costume and all that business, is I went to town with cleaning up my crafting area. Got rid of a bunch of things I didn't need anymore, sorted some stuff out. I'm actually going to be putting some wigs up for sale that I've never worn before, and they're just kind of taking up space. So I now have this nice, clean, amazingly awesome area to start making a new mess with, essentially. Other than that, I've got a package of fabric yesterday that is going to soon be taking over everything. It is delicious and lovely and awesome. That's really all I've got. I really don't have a whole lot of updates. I'll have a ton more by next episode because I'll be patterning and getting into my mess again. I'll actually have crap to show. But for now, it's just pretty low-key and cleaning. Lots and lots of cleaning.
Well, I've been busy. Unfortunately, my cosplay updates are sitting on my sofa, which is not next to me. It's actually in a different room, mostly because I completed the skirt panels for my costume, and now I have to puffy paint and border them, of course. And I found out that the sleeve panels that I was recycling are actually not long enough to make my pants, so I have to go buy more fabric.
Oh no! That sucks.
So I have to go take a swatch with me to make sure that I match as close as I can the dye lot. But it's broadcloth, though, so that shouldn't be a problem. I was really hoping with all the fabric that was in that dress, which is many, many yards, I wouldn't have to buy fabric. But no.
You didn't get off that easy.
At least not with the piecing that I have available to me. It is in quantity enough fabric. The cuts that are in the fabric, I can't work with those. That expense is just going to have to wait because August was one of those months where unexpected expenses came up more often than I would have liked. So I've kind of held off on going to joins, especially with a stupid gas shortage. I had to go and get gas and I had to pay more than normal for it too, which was annoying. But I did make these cute little things. These are pattern weights.
Eventually I will make myself some.
I made 12 of them, so they're just, you know, hands. They're a decent weight. I didn't want them too heavy or too light. All I did is I just took a bunch of little wooden washers and I E6000 washers to both sides to give it weight. These are just standard, say, 1.5-inch washers. That's it. And then if I feel like painting them a different color, I can always spray paint them, but I don't really care. The E6000 does stain the wood, so it's actually a different color where the glue has touch. So I now have a dozen sewing weights. Yeah. So I've been busy.
I've been doing little things.
I've been promising myself to make those for the longest time. putting it off, putting it off, and just using whatever I had handy as my sewing weights, including rulers. But nope, now I finally have pattern weights to hold things down when I draw my patterns. And I've been spending my time today cutting out stacko patterns. These are actually the pieces from Zelda. There are a ton of pattern pieces in this envelope. Holy cow. This is like half.
Oh, geez.
This is half of them. These are all folded back up nice and neatly, though, the way they came in the envelope. So if I had to stuff them back in, I could. The pieces I have in my hand are the dress pieces, and that's why they're so thick, because they're folded up a lot. So eventually, I will make my way through the other half of these that are sitting on the printer next to me, just kind of roughly cut into the kind of general shape so that I didn't have to hold that whole sheet of tissue paper in front of me.
Right.
And I still haven't even cut out all the little applique pieces. I've just cut out the square that holds them all.
Oh my goodness. That's gonna take a while.
So many pieces.
Yeah, there are a ton of pieces
I
on that
wanted
pattern.
something to be doing something while I was basically waiting for my budget to catch back up for me to go and finish my other costume. But because today is rent day and insurance day and everything else pay bills on the first of the month day, I kind of have to wait for my next paycheck for checkbook to replenish after paying all my bills. It's fun, kids. Especially when you rent your own place.
Right.
But that has been my cosplay update. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to Anime Fest. Oh.
For both Amber and I, we're going to have two very different experiences because I was there as a cosplay judge for their main stage contest. So I didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to really walk around and experience the convention just very, very briefly, whereas she actually got to go
Were
in and
you
sit
there
on
on
panels.
Friday?
I was, yes, not for the entire time though, but for
Okay, that's okay.
a portion of the day.
So you did get a little bit of a chance to walk around.
Yeah.
Okay. How was it Friday?
Friday, it was about pretty on the par for A-Fest. It was actually a little bit more people than I had expected. Because of the time of year it was, that's usually when school has already been starting up, so you don't really see a whole lot of people there. But surprisingly, it was pretty busy. A lot of lines for the autograph. The autograph area was just constantly busy the entire time, I swear. I'm sure even while we were in judging, I'm sure the autograph line was full. The Artist Alley area, packed to the gills, and there was always something really fun and amazing to see down there. Dealer's room was busy. Like every single part of the area was pretty much busy except for like the paint and take section. That was like the one quiet area in the entire convention area.
Usually is.
Yeah. We were actually tempted to sit down and actually do it, but we realized how long it would take and we just didn't have the time to really sit down and let everything
To do
dry
it well,
properly.
yeah.
Yeah. It was like, we don't really have time to do this, so we're just going to keep walking around. So that's what we did. We did a ton of walking, ran into a bunch of friends and a bunch of my brother's friends too. So Friday was very chill and relaxed for us. We didn't do any panels. None of the panels really struck us that we wanted to sit down and do stuff at. At least cosplay related, I don't remember there being any panels on Friday, or if there were, they were at times where I couldn't really be there. Yeah, it was either one or the other. So mostly it was just walking around, getting a chance to check out the dealer's room, walking through AA. I actually did manage to spend a little bit of money, which was surprising. There was actually really good stuff there. I didn't really spend a whole lot at Akon this year because I had maybe 2 hours in the dealer's room in AA, whereas this time I had an entire day to do it. So I was able to actually spend money and get some things that I wasn't expecting to get. So that's always fun too. Took a lot of photos of cosplayers, and that's pretty much my Friday. It's pretty straightforward. We didn't do much except walk around, talk to people. One thing that I'm sure you'll probably agree with me on this, that I noticed both on Friday and Saturday, there was a lot of costumes. Lots of
Yes.
costumes, way more than, I probably argue more than Akon.
In terms of percentage of attendance, I would say yes. because Akon has a larger attendance, so naturally they'll have theoretically more people in costume overall. But yeah, I'd say a good 50%, maybe more.
And it was a variety of costumes, everything from casual to like the really big armor suits and whatnot. And, you know, praise those people for doing that in that really humid weather. But yeah, I think that was the one thing. Yeah, right. That's the one thing that I think my brother and I did a lot of on Friday was stop and take a lot of photos of cosplayers, because it was just like one after the other after the other. Yeah, we couldn't walk more than a couple of feet without seeing more and more cosplayers. They kept us entertained and busy. But there were a lot of fun costumes. This guy was great. He had a boombox with him, too. And this was all on Friday, too. I was really surprised to see so many people out on Friday dressed up. And of course, tons of Yuri on Ice, because you know Yuri on Ice. All right, cool. But that was just Friday. You know, for me, because Saturday was just kind of like, I'm sequestered. I couldn't do anything for like 8 hours. I experienced none of the convention on Saturday, except for the cosplay contest.
So I went for part of Saturday, basically Saturday afternoon and evening, just because I had other things that I had to get done that weekend and just could not make it Friday. I have rarely seen a hotel that busy. There were a lot of cosplayers, but it was so busy in the halls I couldn't take pictures. I had trouble walking through the halls because there were so many people. This must have been the day that, like, if you were going to do one day, everybody chose Saturday. And you could hear the staffers, move on, keep moving through the hallway. So you could never really stop, even if there was space, to actually get photos, which is why I didn't have any photos. It's like, oh. Brought my tripod for nothing. But no, there were a lot of cosplayers who were very happy to mingle with each other. You could tell there were a lot of people making new acquaintances, seeing old friends. There was very animated conversation in the halls. People were very happy, yet relaxed. It kind of had that, I don't want to say anxious feeling, but there was an energy running through that was just constantly moving. And people didn't stand still very long unless they were, of course, sitting at the tables. So I did get a chance to sit in on a few of the panels. And, you know, there isn't really much to say about the Sheridan itself, aside from it's always hot and humid in there. They have no AC control in that hotel at all. So if you ever go to A-Fest, do not wear a hot and heavy costume if you can help it. You will suffer. Once you got in the panel rooms, it was actually much cooler. I guess there were just fewer bodies in the rooms. I noticed that it depended on the panel. Most of the panels that I went to were pretty average in attendance. It was the advanced prop panel, which was full to capacity and they still had people waiting outside. So it was, I guess, hit and miss as to how it was in each panel. I didn't seem to have any problems getting in to film them for you guys as press. They did have trouble scanning my badge every time. Always happens at Anime Fest. Whenever you go to Anime Fest, I continued, and I say I guess because I haven't been there in 5 years. This is the first time I've been back in a while. They still give you the giant book-sized badges, which are, you know, about yay big. They're almost tablet-sized, practically. And they have barcodes at the bottom. And every time you want to go into a panel, they have to scan your badge because that's how they do attendance now, is digitally. They don't count bodies. They scan badges. So they'd always have trouble doing that. But I did get in and I filmed the panels. The panels were hit and miss in terms of content as well as attendance. And, you know, I can give my constructive criticism on those individually later. Save to say that I wasn't necessarily impressed this year except by one of the panels. And I highly recommend to you guys, if you want to run a panel, please go back and watch our show, which I think we just did this past year. And if not, it was last year, How to Run a Good Panel.
I go
We
hunt
did that
for it.
specifically to help. Yeah, we did that specifically to help you guys. And I think it would have helped here. Moving along, thank you, Chick-fil-A, for having a booth in the Sheraton.
Thank you, Chick-fil-A. You were my life on Saturday.
Normally, I'm not fond of Chick-fil-A for various reasons that I won't get into here, but I was really happy that they had a booth where you could get chicken sandwiches and a meal in the Sheraton itself, where I didn't have to go try and fight Plaza of the Americas and the government peoples in there enforcing various rules because I had a lot of photography equipment on me and I didn't want them to stop me. Anyways, so I was really happy with that. Thank you, Chick-fil-A. So the cosplay contest is held in the Majestic Theater, which is like 2 blocks away from the Sheraton. And they were kind enough to run a shuttle there, which was basically one of the city buses that they commandeered for, about 3 hours for that night. So I took the bus the first time. Conditioned, kind of had to go a roundabout route because Dallas is, crazy enough to have one-way streets everywhere for me to get to the Majestic, which was the opposite direction. And that's the first time I've actually ever been in the Majestic. It is, but has gorgeous architecture. And I kind of wish the cosplayers had been able to do more in terms of getting photo shoots in there because it was a really good backdrop. Stage, not so much. The stage was kind of plain. It was everything around the stage that was really pretty. But do we want to get into the cosplay contest now?
Yeah, I mean, we may as well since we're talking about it. I will say though that I
Okay.
think either an hour or 2 hours before they started seating for the cosplay contest, they do have the Majestic open for photo shoots.
Right, just I didn't see very many people taking
Ah.
advantage of this. I don't know if maybe it wasn't well advertised outside of their app or the schedule, or just people were, eating dinner first or doing other things. I don't know. I just
Gotcha.
didn't see very many people taking advantage of that. The Majestic was almost empty when I got there,
Gotcha.
except
Okay.
for, the rehearsal,
Yeah, we didn't get there
which.
until, geez, like 7:30-ish.
Weird looks from security when I went in because they have actual security at the Majestic. They have third-party security. It's not with the con. So I kind of got some weird looks. But unfortunately, I kind of wish they would have had plans for press. I kind of felt like press just did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, I
There
think you
wasn't a
guys,
press pit labeled, there was nothing labeled
it was pretty much the
on.
entire front section, like behind the barrier, like really right up front in the front of the stage was just press. That seemed like my impression from where I was sitting.
They didn't tell us that. The press just went in and sat there.
Cool.
We took it.
It
We
was
took it as the press pit.
probably ideal. I mean, it was ideal.
It was to an extent. It was just really close, so you couldn't use, like, you had to be very careful in what lenses you were using because you were
Right.
so close to the stage. And you were in a pit below the stage. So you kind of ended up having kind of that slight upward angle to an extent. So it was still like really nice to sit up front, with the exception of having the speakers right in our face. Oh my God, when they did the sound for the rehearsal, it was way too loud. It was probably 3 times louder than it was during the actual cosplay contest. It hurt. Tip guys, next time, please don't do it quite that loud.
Right.
It wasn't enough. But they started the contest mostly on time. I think it was only like a couple of minutes late.
Yeah, I think by my watch it was maybe like 8:04, 8:05.
I think so. That sounds right. And they went. And part of that was because of the cosplayers. And the photogs in the press pit joked a little bit about it because they're like, okay, because they sat during rehearsal too. For runners, so that they would know like who they needed to, when taking the shots. And a runner is somebody who goes across the stage too fast.
Right. I'm showing
So
photos
they
of the stage,
normally.
though. You can keep
Okay.
talking.
So keep it focused. Yeah, I was gonna say, keep it focused on you and I'll keep going. So basically, they give you 30 seconds to walk the stage. And you can see the little pieces of tape that are on the stage. Those are the places they want you to stop for poses. so that people can take photos of you. And you're supposed to have two or three different poses. You know, you walk over there, you pose, you walk to the next one, you strike a different pose, people take pictures. Well, some of the contestants didn't do it both in rehearsal and on the stage.
Oh, man.
There was one person who did not stop. One person, like, literally did not stop. She ran across the stage and got off. That was it. There really wasn't a great way of taking photos because they were all blurry. And it's like, come on, guys, just, you don't have to take all 30 seconds. I get this. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Even the little kid that was on the stage took longer than some of the adults.
Right.
It's like, come on, stop at least twice, and then we're good. Because I think I was the only videographer. Everybody else was taking photos. So I didn't have any problems because I'm video.
Right.
But I felt really bad for the photographers. I was like, well, maybe you guys need to use sports mode to, like, take super fast exposure.
And I could notice that myself and the other judges, because of where we were sitting, we were doing the same thing too. All of us had our phones out so we could take photos to make sure that they were actually stopping and posing like they were supposed to be doing, because that does actually get count against them if they don't pose. So all of us had our cameras out and we were all kind of doing the same thing. Like, did you get that one? Because I got a blur. I got to bring back my panel again.
I think we had three or four runners total who just streaked effectively. I know that they had four different categories of basically moving up in order of craftsmanship, skill level, time taken, etc. And so they showed the contestants in that order. And that was before the skits. These were just the walk-ons for the stage part. There was a pretty good dichotomy, and you could see it even from the pit, of the higher skills and the people who had kind of thrown it together last minute, regardless of what skill level they were placed in. They basically, you had a lot of hard choices with the really good ones, and then you kind of had the rest. That's just how it felt this year. It doesn't always. Just this particular, that's how it seemed to me. And everything ran very on time, mostly because people were running across the stage in less than 30 seconds, which made me feel really bad at halftime.
Okay, hang on. In defense of the halftime, because as I found out when I spoke to the gentleman behind stage, the group that was supposed to perform the halftime show canceled 30 minutes beforehand.
We know.
Yeah, he had nothing prepared, so he had to ad-lib.
We know that too.
I felt so bad for him, but we didn't hear any of it because we were backstage deliberating.
Well, it wasn't, I say that I feel bad, not for the audience, but for the MC.
Because he did a good job at MCing.
I mean, he has a fantastic personality for doing what he does. I don't expect anyone to be able to vamp for like 30 minutes with nothing prepared. And you're restricted in what you can say because of your audience. In other words, you can't really do politics, can't do religion, can't curse to an extent, can't do anything dirty. Which he did do a little of each, but it wasn't like hardcore each like you might see at improv. So to his credit, he tried really hard. I just feel bad that he had to do it for that long and he looked really uncomfortable doing it. Because he kept looking back going, are they done yet? Okay, I'll keep doing this. Are they done yet?
It was hard, right, man.
Like, oh.
It was hard. There were certain categories where we kept going back and forth between two entries, and it was brutal. Because there's so, it's one of those things you learn in judging. It's like when you get done with a contestant after pre-judging, you pretty much go, okay, that's going to be this person for this category. Like, you almost always know. But for two of the categories, it was just, it was hard. We literally had to wait until the runway show to see how they performed on the stage before we could make, you know, a good determination of where they should be placed. And even then, they did so well that it was just like, dang it. It hurts. It sucks every time.
You could tell who the vets were on the stage.
Yeah.
Because stage performance is part of the score.
It's a big deal.
So basically, it ended very much on time. I think everything was done by maybe 9:30.
Yeah, it was about 9:30.
We started it. It was a little bit. It was like 9:40.
Roughly around then, yeah. Because I know I didn't leave the theater until about 10.
Sounds right then. Because I know that I got home at like 10:30.
Yeah, I didn't get home till like midnight.
When I had to leave the theater, we would have had to wait for the bus, which wasn't going to come until 10. Scheduled it instead of basically having the bus waiting outside. So I walked back because it was
probably
so much
faster,
which is what they told us outside. It's like, well, you can wait for the bus 30 minutes or you can just walk back. Like, as long as it's well lit, I will walk back. And thankfully there was just, you know, not only blocked off streets, but a line of police cars and police officers everywhere, which made me feel better because it was not well lit in some of the places over there, which I didn't feel comfortable with. But so basically the cosplay contest seemed to run very smoothly. The audience seemed to very much enjoy the skits.
Skits were great.
I don't have too much to say about the skits, except that Yuri on Ice, the dancing one, just really shone for me, like heads and shoulders above all the other skits. I'm not saying the other ones were bad, not at all. Just that one was superior. Not reason except that you tell they had been dancing formally, like in a class together for a long time, and that just made it a joy to watch because it was so smooth. Oh, it was so good. I don't know anything about Yuri. I don't know anything about series, but I really enjoyed watching. That's good. It was really good.
That was one of the
stood
ones
up and applauded.
Hard time trying to
figure entangled.
Out. It was hard, man. The skits one was really difficult because it's A-Fest, though, because A-Fest is always known for having really great skit competition. So people tend to bring out their best there. And it's really hard to figure out who you want to win when you have like two or three great skits that are all equal contenders. You're like, how do we pick?
Very carefully.
Very,
and of course,
very
there's always controversy after you've done that.
It's like, we know that there is no way that it's not going to have, like, somebody's going to be hurt. And I'm just like, man, we would love to give you all awards, but we can't.
The winners were good this year.
Yeah. It was hard. It was really hard. I had a good judging team, though. I think we all made really great decisions. And at the same time, there were a lot of cosplayers that I think we wish we could have give awards to if we had the ability to give more awards. That's the struggle. It's always a struggle.
Something I wanted to bring up that wasn't necessarily at the convention itself was their app. Anime Fest has their own app.
There we go.
And eventually I will set this up to where I can actually just screen share on my phone. I just don't have it at the moment.
That's fine.
But they don't use Guidebook. They actually have their own independent app that you download. And it works in a very Guidebook-like fashion. It's very similar to that. It has a little menu on the side, which you can kind of see there. You know, various things that you can look at, the convention hours, panel schedule, looking at biographies of the guest stars. I did have a couple of constructive criticisms I wanted to add to this, just in case any Anime Fest staff are watching, or if this is, because I think this is good. This is a good start. There are some things missing that I would really like to see in here as an attendee, because I want to go back to A-Fest next year. The atmosphere is still there. I kind of wish they had less people because it was really, really crowded. So I probably won't go the whole weekend next year, but I would like to spend maybe a day or two out there. I mean, assuming same location and such. They have food delivery in here, which is great if you're staying at the hotel. But it also means you basically have to wait at the hotel for the food if you're getting it delivered. It would be really nice if they had nearby food options where you can just go. Like Plaza of the Americas. That was open. There were restaurants serving food. Not all of them, and it would have been good to know that. Especially for those of us with dietary needs. Because we can't just go eat whatever food we want. We don't have that option. So it would be good if you included that, especially the fact that Chick-fil-A had a little veranda in the Sheraton. That would have been really good to know. It's good to know our food options. It also would have been helpful for them to list the two food trucks that were out front. Because they said they'd have food trucks, they just didn't say which ones. Dietary requirements are a thing. One of the other things that I wanted them to have in here is parking. If they could have a parking map, even if you don't necessarily show what the prices are right now, because they can change the prices if they feel like it, it would be nice to know, you know, just highlight the parking lots that are nearby so that we know where we can park. And then maybe just a link to the website of the owner of the parking lot, and we can just go find the price ourselves. That would have been helpful. The last thing that I wanted to add for constructive criticism, and you know, stop me if I'm wrong or feel free to add, is that the schedule changes, and they did have several, were
They
on a
did.
separate schedule that was completely separate from the convention schedule, and the two never met. So I would highly recommend, if this is possible, put the changes on the schedule itself or make them appear in the convention schedule itself so that we don't have to go look at a separate map, schedule changes, and then go correlate that with a completely separate schedule. Those were the only like major constructive criticisms that I had. They have most of your average features in here. I added panels to my own personal schedule so that I could focus on what I wanted to attend and such. The map is really good because it will show you where you are in comparison to everything else.
Oh,
And
nice. I didn't get to do that.
it will show you where panels are too,
Oh,
in a
cool.
general sense, but it has markers on the map. And that's really helpful. Good, good,
Nice.
good, 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 good. Let's see. Did they actually have. Okay. In here, they didn't separate out their maps by function, so it's not like Artist Alley, Dealer's Den, Panel Rooms. They did their maps by the hotel or the location. So there's like first floor conference center, second floor conference center, second floor hotel. So it doesn't really tell you where things are, function. But if you've been to A-Fest before, it's not as big of a deal. And the nice thing is, if you touch the map, it actually tells you what it is. So this room that says RG, I tapped on it and it says registration. DR, dealer's room. And it has a little description. So that way I can tell where I am at all times. That really, really helped. Last thing, and this isn't so much a constructive criticism as just outright open criticism. Please make your app offline available, please. Not all of us have Wi-Fi. And not all of us have unlimited data. I have no idea how much data this takes up. I didn't really use the app while I was at the con because I handwrote my schedule. So, to an extent, I can still use this offline a bit, but it keeps prompting me, go online, go online, go online. It's like, no, I don't need to be online because the only things I really need on here right now are the maps and the schedules, both of which should be offline. Updates, you have to be online. I know, I get that. Just in general, shouldn't require it to open the app. But that's pretty much the end of my criticism. In fact, there's my little angry red bar. It says no internet connection as soon as I turned off my Wi-Fi. Those are my only criticisms, but I think if you put those things in there, the app will be superior to Guidebook. And that's saying something because I really like Guidebook. But I wanted to show that to you guys because I really think that they have a good thing going in Anime Fest's app. Anything else to add about A-Fest?
As far as critiques go, I do think that the panel selection that they had available this year was just kind of wah-wah. At least nothing that sparked my interest to want to go early or stay late. It was just a lot of the same run-of-the-mill stuff that we see at pretty much every convention now. Nothing really stood out. So I think they need to continue reviewing the type of panels that they're accepting.
I think it's not even just that, which I think that is definitely something they need to do. Some of it is based on what they're getting offered. I don't even know if they're getting offered advanced or intermediate panels. I'm getting the impression that they're basically getting offered the beginner panels.
That's possible. I don't know.
It just means they don't have much to choose from when they do choose. So I would encourage, you know, my fellow cosplayers, God knows we have enough talented people in Texas. Texas by itself, let alone other places. We have enough people to teach an entire convention's worth of just cosplay panels based on the talent in Texas alone. You could fill 3 days worth of panel knowledge of the people in this state. We could do that for A-Fest, but we need people to teach it.
And then my only other criticism is, and I think A-Fest is 150% aware of this, is the situation with the autographs.
I guarantee you they are more than 200% aware, because everywhere I walked when I went to get my press badge, that was the first thing, and all the staff were just so tired of hearing it. You could tell they were sending everyone downstairs to a particular office to lodge their complaints, and there were a ton. I don't even know what happened, just so that everyone was complaining.
A lot of it is I think they underestimated just how popular the autograph sessions were going to be, because they had, it was basically the Yuri on Ice autograph sessions. That's all it was. Okay. And they had a session for the Japanese guests and then a session for the American voice actors. And then both of them were not handled very well. The lines were cut off really, really short. They were taking too long to get the autographs done. At one point on Saturday, even though they had a line going, one of the staff members, instead of going, you know, in order in the line, he just started picking people at random to go up and get their autographs. So people at the end of the line who only been there for 5 minutes got an autograph, but not the people up front who'd been there for 3 hours. So needless to say, I know that they are aware of it. I know that they are aware of it. And hopefully next year they got something figured out. They may want to take on... If they think that they're going to have big guests like that again next year, they may want to look into doing something that DCC does, Dallas Comic Con, which is, you know, you pre-reserve your autograph in advance. That way you got a set number, you have a set time and a set place of when it's all going to take, you know, when it's all going to get done. That way you don't have to worry about overcrowding. You don't have to worry about the lines getting built up. I know for a lot of the people in that area for the Artist Alley's table, they couldn't get customers back there. Because it was all just the autograph line. It was like, ooh, all right then. Needless to say, yeah, that was probably my big thing. But other than that, I mean, panels and the autograph lines, I mean, I had a cool, chill time. It was nice to hang out with my friends. It was, you know, it's A-Fest. You basically go to hang out and have fun. And that's what I did. I had a lot of fun and a lot of time judging. No rest for the weary.
And then, of course, as soon as A-Fest was over, you went to QuakeCon.
I know. Because I'm crazy. My review, this is going to be pretty quick, though, because I have another review that I actually typed up on my blog. It's called thegeekspot.blogspot.com. Google it. If you type in the Geek Spot, it's probably the first thing that comes up. So QuakeCon has been around for, this. I think this is the 21st year, because it's been around since 96. So it's been a long, long time, and it's everything related to Bethesda and id Software and all their games, you know, the Quake game. And they usually have their yearly tournament there where they have, this year, the grand prize pool was $1 million. So first prize was 300 grand. It was like, okay, serious gaming times, rock on. So you have that going on. And then they also have the BYOC, bring your own computer. Like half of the exhibit hall is blocked off just for that. So people bring in their modded towers, show those off, and they have events that go on throughout the weekend. And for the most part, it was okay. I mean, that's really all it was. It was just okay. They suffered the same fate as AKON, and they were removed from the Anatole. So they had to find someplace fast to hold all their attendees. So they were at the Gaylord Texan Resort in Grapevine. And actually, the location is fine. I don't have a problem with it. I think they'll easily fill that out once they get accommodated to that area. Totally needs more parking, though, because everywhere, I swear, needs more parking. One day, hotels will realize this. But it was a nice venue. It was a good location. I think everything ran smoothly. There just wasn't a whole lot to do. So I'm kind of grateful for the fact that at least the ticket price to get in was free. So you didn't have to pay squat. You had to pay parking fees. Woo! I paid a whole $8 in parking. Yay! So really, I mean, we spent maybe about 2 hours just walking around, seeing things. We knew a couple of people who were in the BYOC, so we saw their towers and their modded kits. Some of those are really cool, by the way. I mean, if I had the space to have my own PC, I would love to make a custom tower. That would be nice. Like one of them
BYOC,
was
BYOC. Bring your own computer.
Bring your own computer, BYOC. One of them was actually the Batman signal. Like the legitimate Batman signal. It was great. So we did that, talked to a couple people about, you know, what they did to mod their stuff. We didn't really sit in on any of the tournaments because the tournament stage took up most of the expo hall. So you could pretty much stand anywhere and see what was going on. So you didn't really have to sit down for it. And then the other half of the room, there were a couple of vendors there, but they didn't really sell anything. It was mostly, you know, like Alienware or NVIDIA just kind of hawking their stuff, saying, you know, here's the new stuff that's coming out next year for your computer. Go buy it online. That was about it. There really wasn't much else to go on. There were panel rooms, but every time we walked by them, nothing was going on. And it's just weird because it's the type of event where you hope where they have like developer panels, like the guys from id Software, Bethesda, talking about upcoming games or new patches to Quake Champions, their brand new game that was just released. That was not a thing. For some reason this year,
I think part of that may have been because PAX is this weekend. Devs who have stuff up there this weekend in booths,
they're not there this weekend.
They're not really?
No.
Wow. All right. Well,
usually they do their announcements at QuakeCon. That's why we're just like, well, this is kind of weird that they don't have any content to back it up. BlizzCon does the same thing too. Then. Yeah, there really is no excuse. BlizzCon does the same thing. They don't announce their big stuff at E3 or at PAX. They wait until BlizzCon to do their stuff. They did have cosplay content this year, and that was kind of weird because I saw maybe two people dressed up in cosplay. And when I say dressed up, I mean they went to Spirit Halloween and bought one of those Fallout jumpsuits. That's it. I didn't see anything big or special or spectacular. There wasn't like a whole lot of cosplay going on right there. People are there to game. By the way, gaming in costume is a pain and it's sweaty and it's uncomfortable. We always wear casual because it's just gnarly to do it in a costume. So the panels that were there, there was one on photography and I think there was one on making armor. We didn't really sit in on those because the rooms were totally empty and the guests just did not seem interested in talking about them. So we pretty much just walked away. Really, the only highlight I have from being there was that we got a chance to play the new Wolfenstein game, Wolfenstein 2. Oh, it's so much fun. It's very violent, very brutal, and not something that kids can play. But it was so good. It made me feel better about myself as a human being, that's for sure. For reasons I cannot explain. Hang on, I'm going to type this to Amber. There you go. That's the reason why. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, not for kids.
Yeah, it's not for kids at all. Not at all. So, I mean, as like a couple hours out there, it was fine. I've been told by people that this was not a very good convention compared to their past year. So maybe it'll get better next year. Maybe once they actually grow into the space. Really, the only big thing I have is they need to do something about their panels and make them worth going to. Otherwise, it's just empty space. And they need signs. Like, they had signs, like two of them, to go to the expo hall. You had to find everything else. You could not find the tabletop. You couldn't find the panels. You couldn't find the blood drive. They need to work on their signage poorly. Like, it is just so bad. But, I mean, hey, it
as
was
free. With every convention. Signage yeah. is key.
Signage is the key thing, especially when you want people to donate blood. I mean, you kind of need to tell them where to go. But, I mean, it was free. I only had to pay $8 for parking. It's local. I didn't even waste, gosh, because I'm in a Prius. I don't even know how little gas I wasted just to go over there, so.
I love how you said wasted. Not used, wasted.
Wasted. It was very chill. I think it would have been a lot more fun if I had other friends that I went with and we could do some of the other things, but there really wasn't anything going on. So it was just kind of like, okay. Yeah. if you want the full review, I would recommend just go to my blog. It's thegeeksquad.blogspot.com. I do have a full review up there, and it kind of gives you a much better idea about what goes on. Just cosplay stuff, not much happened. There was apparently a cosplay contest. We left before then because we just did not care at that point. You know, certain point you just have to give up on a convention.
I don't have anything else unless you do.
We're good.
All right. We will call an end to this episode 149 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. If you guys would like to contact us about your convention experience or anything else that you'd like to discuss with us regarding cosplay and costuming, you can reach us at any of our social media here. And of course, you can always email us. That is podcast@cospod.org, and we will happily respond to you, whether it's needing judging advice for your costumes, whether you need costume ideas, whether you just want to show us progress. Please keep them family friendly. You can, of course, contact us 24/7, and we will both respond to you. We hope everybody's preparations for PAX have gone well and that everyone's having fun both there and at Dragon Con.
Boo!
Our friends are there.
I'm jealous because I want to be there.
We hope your preparations for Halloween are also going well. We will see you guys next episode in 150 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.